Thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio on LiveParanormal.com. Hosted by owners Robert Zarek and Nikki Paranormal. Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio. My name is Nikki Paranormal. I'm one of the hosts this evening. The other one's Rob. Let's go ahead and bring him in live. Hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Really fantastic.
That's great. That's great.
It is good.
Yeah.
And I legitimately mean it.
That's even better.
I'm excited to do tonight's show, which I say often, and it's kind of, we've been doing a lot of free reading nights, which I love the free reading nights. I love, talking to all this wonderful psychics we've had on, but we haven't talked the paranormal, like ghost hunting, in a while. So seeing that we're going out ghost hunting next week, and we'll be putting some videos out, I'm sure, based on our evidence findings. Hopefully, I didn't just jinx us and we'll get evidence. But it's kind of nice to get back in the swing of things after being away for a little bit of time.
Right. Definitely. I'm looking forward to it. It's been way too long.
Yeah, and tonight we get to talk ghost hunting and, find out more about their equipment and everything that they put out, and just talk shop. So I think that'll be good.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
It's always
so. Anything new in your world?
Not really. I guess. Huh? I've been giving updates of everything that's been going on with my leg, and my leg's been doing pretty good now. So I'm advancing to the actual workouts, which I was telling you a little bit earlier. Like, I feel much more, it's much more uplifting when I'm doing my workouts,
right,
when I go to therapy, because I actually can, I do stuff like you would. We're not like, my exercises were like, hey, raise your leg or pick up your foot. It's like, not that, like, there's a mindset that you have to, like, grasp to, like, know that big workout today is picking your foot up, or
right,
raise your leg, So now I'm to the point where I was standing on one foot on a foam board throwing a ball off a trampoline, which is, I can't believe I even just said that, because that's like my word I'm not allowed to say anymore because I hate it. And then catch it, and and do more like actual workout stuff. So that's a good day. It's a good day.
Yeah,
it's
definitely
a progression. So
that it is.
And pretty soon, I probably won't even have to give any updates, because there'll be no more updates to give. I'll just be skipping and running around like nothing ever happened.
Right.
But I don't know.
That's
I never
what we're
skipped
hoping.
Anyway, so I start skipping,
maybe you should start.
Maybe it's an alternative to what I have been doing that I've never looked into that might be beneficial.
There you go.
I do not know how that would look when we go investigate if I'm skipping around.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I don't know. I might actually be interested in seeing what that looks like.
I can't even remember the last time I skipped.
I know, which is why I think it could be largely, like, super entertaining. Like, the entertainment value seems like it could be substantial.
There's a warm-up where it's, like, a form of skipping that I have done, when I was playing basketball and stuff, but never just, like, straight out, like, kids skip. Yeah, it's been probably, like, 30
right.
years, if not longer.
And I think that would probably be the case for most people. So, yeah. Most people aren't necessarily, having their favorite pastime or their favorite activity is skipping. I could be wrong. I haven't done that.
No, I don't think it's a big thing. It's a mode, a way of getting around that I have not, looked into. And it seems like any other way,
right,
I just fall over. So until something drastic happens.
Yeah. So, that's true.
Well, I know we have Jeff and Susie on the line. So why don't we bring them on, and I will start talking to them, and we'll start talking to them. And I'm excited to have them on tonight.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and bring them in live.
Let's do it.
Hello.
Is this Nikki?
Yep. Hi.
This is Jeff and Susie.
How are you guys doing
tonight? Hi, guys.
We're doing pretty good. It's great to be on your show.
You know, it's great to have you on. You know, we met in person. It's been about a year and a half now, and you came to our convention, and I know we sat and talked for a while, which is I think you're actually the first people in all of our years of me hosting a convention that actually took the time to like sit and have like a long conversation with, because I'm always like running around and, you know, checking on everybody and stuff, but you know, I really enjoyed your point of view and talking to you guys. So it's nice to kind of like talk to you after that, this little bit of a layoff since the last time we've spoken.
Yeah, we had fun too. It was our turn hitting the Paracons, and we were excited to be there.
Yeah, was that at Posttown Elementary?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, and you had the table right next to us.
We did, and we ended up, because we were running it, we ended up not ever sitting at our table. Which I don't even know why I had thought that we were going to have time to sit at our table, because we've never in like 6 years previous ever had time to sit at our table. And we never got even set up. So it just kind of sat there, which is fine, because that means we were out doing things and making sure everyone was happy. Yeah, you know, we usually, the way that they set up that post now, we didn't have room to set up our stuff right by the front entrance. So it was kind of like, it was a crapshoot, and it didn't happen. It was okay.
No, I think you guys did a great job, and we had fun. Yeah. It was a new location.
Well, you know, that was our sixth SuperCon, and it was our second time at Posttown. And, you know, we enjoy doing the conventions and hosting events, and, you know, we're going to start doing them again, I think. Well, 2020, it's so weird. You just never know at this point. So it might be something like for next year we'll probably bring back. It's just we had a bunch of different things happening over the past like year and a half that we couldn't really focus in on doing a convention.
Well, it's kind of hard with the virus and everything. We were supposed to go to Mansfield, was that in May? But
May
was canceled. We're going to West Virginia State Penitentiary for a convention at the end of June.
Hopefully there'll be a good turnout. How people are kind of afraid to get out, but we'll have our masks on and all of our stuff displayed, and we'll have a good time there.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know how much people are afraid and are not. You know, I guess it's one of those things that you won't know until you try. You know, and I know hosting a convention, it's so stressful. And then to have the stress on top of it, not knowing if people are actually going to come out because of something that you can't control, it would be it would be so nerve-wracking. So I'm actually happy we're not in that boat this year. We're having to just wonder, because you never know.
Yeah. Right.
Definitely.
So I was talking to, you know, Nikki and I do our little opening monologue, and we said, you know, it's really nice to talk, just talk shop on ghost hunting. And, you know, you guys I saw that new device you have, and I enjoy it for multiple reasons. You know, I've never tried it. It looks awesome, but it's funny. You know, we do a lot of live streaming, and we film a lot of our stuff. And one thing that it's funny to me, and I think it might annoy Nikki a little bit, but I always talk about a lantern. I have this like fixation with a lantern and how people don't carry a lantern the right way.
Because of my work. It's the end thing to do, you know, is to carry a lantern where I work. So he's got his own lantern fixation.
Were you working in Gettysburg? I can't remember what you told us a year and a half ago.
Yep.
Okay. And you also had a set of Jeff's dowsing rods too. How did those work out?
Oh, my goodness. They worked out so well. People get so excited because I hand out
the regular dowsing rods. You know, they're fine. But then I break mine out. And every the oohs and the ahs in the room, it's so funny because everyone's super quiet, you know, because it's a public ghost hunt, so people don't know each other. But when I break out mine, my dowsing rods, they all get a little bit of rod envy, if you will, because mine light up. And then, you know, everybody, the questions are like, where can I get them? I was going to tell you guys, I could probably use some business cards because I've written it down on the back of, like, receipts that I had in my bag and everything, sending people your way because, I mean, they're awesome. They're truly awesome. And
yeah, and so based
so glad
on
you guys came up with those.
I have the version 2.0 that just came out, so we can talk about those too later on.
Yeah.
No, we should. There's so many things that you know in your equipment. I think it's you know it's cool and it's relevant and it's for whatever you know not for whatever reason, but we seem it's something that we embrace because it's stuff that we use. And it enhances our investigation, and it's something that, you know, but the dowsing rods, you know, I was always hit or miss on the dowsing rods, and now with the, you know, being able to use ones with the lights, it looks better on film. It looks better on our live streams. So, you know, it really enhanced us and allowed us to use a tool that we kind of stopped using because, you know, there's a lot of times they don't.
You're in the dark. You're in the dark, right? So like people, you know, especially when you're in front of a group or even if you're shooting a video and you're standing there and yeah, you've got lighting, but you know, it's not always ideal lighting, okay, for filming. But when you're standing in a room that the lights are off and you're in a room that has no windows, no light whatsoever, and you're using your rods and I could be telling them anything. So with your rods, they see what's happening. And I think that's so important. And then I hand them around and let everybody else, you know, try so they can see that mine are doing the same thing that theirs that I had handed them are doing. So they're not, you know, they're not fixed, you know, because they're like, well, why do yours light up? Of course, they're jealous. But, you know, and then I share the wealth and everyone goes around. And, yeah, they're just phenomenal.
I'm going to let Jeff talk more than me, but I just want to say, you know, we're just normal people. I'm a teacher. I teach kindergarten through second reading. I'm a reading interventionist. Jeff?
I'm an engineer.
We like to go ghost hunting. We're paranormal investigators, and everything he's created has a function to it. It's not just a gimmick. It's not just to sell. To enhance, you know, the paranormal community.
I was solving a problem.
Yeah, we solve problems. Yeah. He's so creative and innovative. It's like, you know, he had these ideas going. He was sketching. He has so many modifications. Our whole basement, you should see it.
Okay, I'm going to cut you off now.
All right, you talk.
Yeah.
I'm proud.
Yeah, the electric light dowsing rods, we were trained on the coat hangers and straws. And that got us out of the starting gate. And I said, well, we can't keep using these. A good friend of ours, Joe Dutt from Team Spectre, he handed them to us when we were at Prospect Place. And Susie actually found a grave, an unmarked grave on the property, and that got us hooked. Well, I said, well, we can't be using the coat hangers. So let's get the one off the internet with the beaded handles. And okay, that was a one step forward until I can't see them. So I coated them with lots of glow-in-the-dark paint. And that lasted for 4 minutes, and I thought, I don't like these beads. They've got to be precision bearings and polished handles for me. So then I made my own pair of glow-in-the-dark with bearings and so forth, but again, it only lasted 4 minutes. And we help out at the Palace Theater and do ghost hunts down there. And as we handed them around, we'd give them to somebody and say to myself, you've got 4 minutes, and then I'm going to be over there with my flashlight to charge
making
them up.
Making a lot of noise.
Yeah. Well, I thought I could do better, and I found that stuff called electric light wire, and it came in a lot of different colors. And then I just went ahead and invented a couple sets, and people really liked them. And they go, oh, you should sell these on the internet. And sure enough, yeah, I did, and it took off, and a lot of people have them now, and it's a lot of fun.
Definitely.
Well, I'll tell you, it actually that night after we had talked to you guys and I used them for the first time, it my enthusiasm for using the dowsing rods, I don't even know a percentage. It went from zero to, you know, this is awesome. Because I never really was a big dowsing rod guy, you know, and that's my own problem. Like, I didn't give it a fair shot. I'll be the first to tell you, like, I didn't give it a fair shot. But there was just something about, hey, these are cool. I want to try them. And I don't know what it was, but it seems like, I don't know if it was the set that you had given me or I got from you, you know, was, like, meant for me or whatever. But I can get them to just go on demand. I could say, hey, I'll be standing in the middle of the room. Like, point them both to Nikki. She'll be on the other side, to point to her. You know, there'll be someone on the other side. I can tell people, I can just, you know, and I've given that demonstration, you know, because I'll occasionally come out and do a public ghost hunt in Gettysburg as well. People are just so amazed that, you know, these two things just standing, you're just holding them, and you can tell them where to point to, and they'll go. And
I'm
going to
cut you off,
lights,
Rob.
Okay.
Remember your first time you used them at Post Town. Remember?
I do. Yes.
The look on his face and everybody else's face, it was just like, you could see the connection. Like, when a piece of equipment that you normally don't have a lot of success, but this one is the right one, it was like the stars aligned. You could see the sparks flying. Like, it was so cool. Like, he was loving it.
Right. I think it's neat to try new equipment. And with dowsing rods, you have to keep an open mind, and it's kind of a connection, and I think you have to be positive. Now, Jeff has developed just a great relationship with his set. Now, that doesn't mean they always move.
Oh, there'll be places I go, and why aren't you talking to me?
Mm-hmm.
And it's because
right.
I don't feel it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's dowsing is a very personal thing. If I'm watching somebody and they're getting all the answers, I say, good for you. And if you,
right.
if you happen to, they're watching me, I'm going to cross them or uncross them. Well, you're cheating yourself. It's the personal experience. And I really like asking questions. Like, if I get too many yeses in there, I'll think of a no, some obscure no answer. And hopefully the spirit will say no. And then I like the pointing questions. It's very dark in this room. Can you point, you know, and you may not be in front of me, please. Go over to my left. And if they swing that direction, I want a reason to point them in the other direction. Let's say my wife is over to my right. Can you please point these to my wife? She's sitting to my right.
Mm-hmm.
And you will feel them pull and point.
Oh, yeah.
And you can say, all right, I am not swinging them like that. This is really a great connection, and that's where you come away and think, oh, this is great. So, well, let me tell you more about those dowsing rods. I had a lot of feedback of people saying, well, Jeff, what color do the spirits like? And I'm partial to green, because that's what I was kind of started out with, and I said, I don't know, it could be blue. Or pink, I've always made because I thought the women would like it.
Oh, now.
But I had five colors, and I didn't know, you know, what to say. But then it got me thinking, you know, what if I could make one dowsing rod that had all those colors, my favorite colors? And by the way, let's add the color red, because people have told me red will not interfere with the cameras and video equipment like the other colors. So then I did a lot of research and found some great light pipe material. That's what runs down the shaft, and a very high brightness RGB LED that I redesigned the power supply, and that's inside. So now, with one click of a button, you have your choices of blue, green, pink, and red. So now, as we're doing dowsing rod session, I will tell the spirits ahead of time, hey, I have these four colors to pick from. I'm just going to show you now. And then as I'm starting to ask questions, I'll ask, hey, do you like blue, yes or no? And it's your choice. And
oh, I
we
like
were
that.
At
That's good.
The Victoria House.
Victorian House Museum in Holmes County.
Yeah, and we were using those, and we got an answer. I think I settled on red was the last color they liked.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just some people were buying, you know, four sets because, and again, we're not about making money. We're just about improving equipment and giving people a good experience, you know, what we enjoy. And so we thought, well, this is something new. You buy one set, you can have all the color choices you want.
Yeah, so now you can turn one on green, the other on red, and say to the spirits, hey, if the answer is yes, instead of crossing them, how about move the green dowsing rod or move the red? And if they're colorblind, ask them, can you tell the difference between the red and the green? Yes or no? So anyhow, that's just another latest thing that I did. It's out there. If you visit the website at ncpdohio.com, scroll down the page, you'll see a little demonstration video and more information.
Yeah. But I want to reiterate that these rods are very functional. They're not just gimmicky. Yeah, the lights are really neat, and they do serve a purpose with seeing movement in the dark. Because, like I said before, you know, people wouldn't even say what the answer is, and you can't see it, and that's frustrating. Is that a yes? Is that a no? But the rods are made so well with two ball bearings in each handle.
Right.
They're very balanced. They're very smooth. I know people were asking us originally, you know, what you put on it, does it affect the movement? And we don't feel it does at all. And
yeah,
so,
like the electricity or the light, the spirits will be scared of it. No, that's not the case. So, anyhow,
no,
we've been talking quite a bit. You guys step in whenever you want.
It's your show.
Oh, no, it's awesome.
No, and that's it. You know, what we want to do is we want to hear about your products and stuff. And we don't often, like, I don't even think, in this past 6 years, we don't ever do a show like this where we give, you know, like, just spotlight someone who builds, you know, paranormal devices. So this is new for us. So we just want to, you know, promote you because we like what you do and we like your products. So, you know, it's
–
what I can tell you, though, is what you just mentioned about them, you know, the rods being functional rods and they're very well built. I can 100% agree with that. You know, you don't even need the there's been times when obviously if I'm investigating during the day, there's really no point to put the light on. And we've used them during the day. And I think they're one of the best dowsing rods, you know, that I've ever used. You know, like I said, I stopped using them for quite a long time, but, you know, I've used some before, and they're very smooth, and you cannot manipulate those. You would have to physically, like, people are like, well, are you turning those, you know, are you making that happen? I'm like, no, I'm really not, because, you know, you would have to sit there and, like, jerk them to actually make them move. And, you know, there's no element of surprise or no, you know, you can't fake that. So, you know, they're 100% functional. And, you know, if someone's interested in just buying a good set of dowsing rods, I highly recommend that just for that purpose.
Yeah. So as a kind of a routine, when we're out investigating, I have the vest with 101 pockets. They're all filled with things. I've got my millimeter, another K2, all my recorders. Just, I'm loaded. We'll sit down, and my wife will say, do you have the recorder going? No, not yet, dear, but let me get it out.
I get a little impatient.
So now everything's on the table, even the paralyte, and it's all sitting there, and we're waiting. Well, let's do an EVP session. So actually, the whole time it's an EVP session because I'm recording. But more than likely, I'll sit there and say, well, let's break out the dowsing rods, see if there's anything really here, if they want to talk to us. And that's kind of my go-to piece of equipment.
And that's what we found from others, too. And especially when we volunteer places and we let people use our equipment, it seems like that's a favorite.
Oh, yeah. I can't agree more.
I really like what you said about the 2.0.
Pardon me?
I think that would, that's a whole nother, the 2.0 version that you just, you know, when Jeff explained about, you know, having one red, one green for yes and no, you know, that is, I think, adds a whole another element to it. So now, you know, I think I want one of those. I think I need a set of those. I think we need, Nikki and I both need a set of those because, you know, they're something we use, and that now you just added a whole new set of questions that we can, you know, then you you know,
use.
And, use. And I think that that's awesome. You know, I definitely can
see the
whole reasoning behind one red, one green. I can see, you know, spin because, you know, I get them going like a helicopter a lot of times. You know, I'll ask, can you spin them like a helicopter? Mm-hmm. And I'll get that. And so they could be not moving. I'll say, can you please spin them around, you know, like a helicopter? And I'll get them going. So if I could say, hey, can you spin the red one? Now can you spin the green one? You know, I can just, you know, just brainstorming right now, I can see a whole other line of questioning that, you know, could possibly be used for intelligent, you know, communication.
So what would be another interesting experiment is not to hold them. Because I've had people tell me, say, well, you don't know it, but your brain is telling your hands to subconsciously do all those movements, yes and no's and so forth. And I go, well, how about if you took them, hung them off the edge of a table or a mantle with the colors red and green, and then asked the spirits? Mm-hmm. And that person that had asked the question, he goes, no, that would be a good one. You know, you're not interacting, but... Does it take the personal interacting and holding them so your energy is with them? Does it take that to work? I don't know. So that would be another one to test, to try.
Well, I kind of think it does. I think that it kind of, you know, it's using your energy. Though
yeah,
I have often thought of taking and building just some kind of like tube or something to set them in, and with a stand, you know, with a weighted stand, and just. They would, you know, spin on their own without that human holding them, you know. And I don't know. I haven't done it, but I always am thinking, hey, that might not be a bad idea to build some kind of tubing with a stand that they would sit in, and you know, see if they can move by themselves, which would be cool.
Yep.
But I really think there is a connection with holding them. I do, and so I mean, it's great to try different experiments. That's what this is all about.
Yep. So it was about last year in January, I was on Beyond Reality Radio with J.V. Johnson and Jason Haas, and he hit me with the question, Jeff, you're an engineer. What are the energies, what forces move the dowsing rods? I mean, how do people find water? And I said to him, Jason, I go, Jason, I don't know. It's connection that you make that we use ghost hunting. And I can't tell you physically what are those energies. It just happens. So if you were leading up to that question, I kind of beat you to the punch there.
No. You know, and I'd rather you be honest and come up with just something that you ramble off and it doesn't make any sense. You know, so I appreciate that. But I think let's move on to your new device that I've been seeing and I've talked to you about and, you know, this lantern. You know, what is the premise of this lantern besides, you know, my love for lanterns and my, you know, but I do think if you're going to carry a lantern, you have to carry it the proper way. There's a proper way to carry a lantern. You know, like back in the 1800s when you saw it, that was their only form of lighting. They kind of held it up by their face. I think you have to hold it like that. That's my only stipulation on the lantern.
I do think lanterns are just darn fun, you know?
They
something
are.
Happens when you,
so
right? It just gets you in the mood.
Are you going to have a black cloak on or something?
Yes.
We do that up at the Kent Ghost Lodge.
And a top hat.
We're up there, too. But it's fun to put on our black cloaks and carry that
say,
lantern.
Bring me your dad.
No, I'm not. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So the Perlite actually started about a year ago when I was looking for something to design that would solve the problem of not seeing my standard K2 during investigations. You know, those little LED lights, and there's so many video I've taken that I go, oh, did you see that? We got a K2 hit. And my no, I didn't see that. Well, here, let me know. And then you put a camera on it, but you don't film anything else. So I thought, there's got to be something out there. And I was leaning towards the technology that I was using for the dowsing rods. And that was like the electric light wire and the little power supplies. That power supply is actually a transformer. But that electric light wire comes in custom panels you can make. So I had made a panel that actually fit inside this lantern of those different colors. But here's the problem I had with that design. The transformer itself emitted EMF. It happened to be at the same frequency we were trying to detect. So imagine you turn it on, and then the sensor picks up the EMF, and then it lights up another band, and then it fed itself. So we struggled for about 6 months, and I almost threw in the towel, and I said, this is not going to work. And then it's where I went over to a different technology, and it's basically LEDs. And those LEDs, I created the custom light pipe that wraps around. So now I don't have to worry about any of that EMF interference, and we were able to set the sensitivity a little bit more sensitive than the K2. So now when you open it up, the pink or purple band that's on, that's a base light, that's 0 milligauss, and it just tells you it's on. And then we got the other bands. And as you're, whatever you're holding, if you happen to be near power lines, or if you're testing it out, we had somebody on Facebook the other day who just bought one, and they were telling me, Jeff, it's not reacting to my cell phone. And I said, find something in the house. So he found a vacuum cleaner. And he put the vacuum cleaner, and those bars went up and down. And he had his K2 right next to it, which was reacting also. And this guy was so happy. He goes, he was going to the Beverly Hills Club.
Somewhere.
Like mm-hmm. So anyhow, I wanted to solve the problem of visually seeing the K2 hits or the EMF spikes mm-hmm. in the room, wherever you were. And that, and this is my solution.
Right.
Well, and I think... through all our investigations, you don't know how many times we said, oh, is that the K2 going off? You know, so, like, you hit the nail right ahead with that, because I think that's, like, a staple of every investigation. It's like, hey, did that go off? You know, because it's a good tool.
Well, you can miss
it. It's just sometimes
you miss it sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to get on video if you're not looking right at it. I mean, it happens so quickly, you miss it.
We actually have video. It's up on our website. If you look on a tab, it's called the Louisville Old Post Office. We used Perlite there to do an investigation, and we were getting hits on it. So there's some actual footage there. I'm excited to have people write back. Since we started selling them, I'd put, not knowing with this COVID going on and what the market's going to be like, I said, well, I'm only going to make 10 of them. I won't put a lot of time and money into this. And they sold out in a day. And so I, okay, get another 10 together and put them up. And those sold out. I only have one left.
That was today.
Yeah. So I ordered more parts. So I'm kind of excited to have people write back and tell me what their experiences are with using it.
Well, and I think people are finally starting to get on this gate again, because I know we actually have our first investigation next weekend. And, you know, it's nice to actually get back out there. And I think,
it is, yeah.
I think people are probably thinking, hey, let's get a new device. You know, let's treat ourselves for, you know, everything we've gone through the past, like, 3 or 4 months. And, you know, I think that's maybe people's mindset. So I think you might have hit the perfect timing for the release.
I hope they're not using their stimulus money. It's supposed to be for something else.
Right.
For food.
Yeah.
Exactly. Hey, if they do, they do.
I mean, they're easy to carry. You just close them, they turn off. You open them, they turn on. There's a little blue sensor button on the top. Explain
it's
about
an
that.
It's an LED. So when you open it up, the little blue LED on top, that just turns on. So that if when you close it, you don't close it all the way, you'll see that little blue LED saying, hey, you know what, give me a little bit more closure there. I have a pouch that comes with it that just clips onto your belt loop, so you can stick this in there or in your backpack. Or some people want to carry it like they have a cloak on, bring me your dead, just a long tour or something.
But the point is, you can put it in the room. And everybody can see it 360 degrees. You won't miss anything if you get a hit on it.
Yeah. And when people do buy it and talk to them on Facebook, I tell them, please become familiar with it and what it reacts to. Your walkie-talkies. If you have an EMF pump, pull that out. Anything around the house. And hold up your K2 or your your millimeter, anything else that you have, and try to get a feeling what it takes to light these lights up. And that way, when they're in an investigation that has no power, and they see they get a hit. You know, first thing I asked everybody is like, is your cell phone off? Better be in airplane mode. This will react to your cell phone only if you have it like within a foot and you're texting out. It does not react on stuff coming in. So.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think as much to walkie-talkies either.
No, walkie-talkies. K2 reacts a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
I did a little test, and I could be 6 feet away and just cue up my walkie-talkie, and those lights flash. And if you didn't know somebody was in the group, they'd say, oh, I got a K2 hit. And, well, wait, who's using the walkie-talkie? So.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So anyhow, cool. I'm excited about that, and I'm looking forward to making more of them.
Jeff is very much a creative innovator, and he always has ideas going on in his brain, and he's always sketching. True engineer.
It's a lot of fun. I'm on my little CAD system at home making up 3D parts. I have a couple 3D printers down in the basement, and it's great to be able to visualize something, run it on the 3D printer, bring it upstairs, put the parts together. Oh, nope, I didn't mean that. Make a few changes, print out some more parts, and then watch it come to life. And I got to give my buddy a lot of credit. His name's Dustin. He owns, I got to say this right, ENG.
Don't look at me.
E-I-N-G-O, ENGO. ENGO Technologies. I think his daughter made up that name for his company. He's an electrical engineer, super bright guy, and he's been working with me for over a year on this. And this and the dowsing rods, and we've got some future project things that we're looking at. But I give him a lot of credit for coming up with the circuit card on this guy. It's very busy. Being an electrical engineer, I give this guy a lot of credit. He's super smart.
That's awesome.
The device sounds awesome, you know, and I think the fact that it's just like listening to this, it's just like the dowsing rods that, you know, it's just going to enhance something that we've already used, you know, because we use a K2, but now it's something that brings a whole other element into it, you know, so I'm excited and, you know, I can't wait to try one. Hopefully we'll get one off soon.
The hardest thing for me, like, when we're volunteering and, you know, we let people use our equipment, you can't make things happen. And we're not going to do that. We're honest. You know, we would never try to fake anything. So you don't know when it's going to go off or if it's going to go off on that investigation or what equipment, you know, is going to work and what's not that night. And that's frustrating to me because I want people to have a great experience. But we all know that doesn't happen everywhere every night.
Yeah, there'll be times when we're at the Palace Theater, and, of course, you don't know the crowd coming in, their history, their past, and you're handing out the dowsing rods, and somebody has them, they're not working. Okay, well, let's pass them to the next person, and she's asking questions and getting answers. And, of course, it's dark, and she's getting answers, and all of a sudden you hear she's sniffling and crying, and like, can you please tell us what those questions were for? Oh, it's my grandpa, and... Okay, all right. Now, I always tell people, if you think it's grandpa, you and grandpa have to have questions. You have to have things between you. Only you should know. Because there are plenty of spirits that want to be grandpa tonight. And I'm going to step in. If she's going to ask generic questions, and I'm going to tell her it's great on the other side, I'm having fun, and I'm meeting mom and everybody else. But you need to say, hey, Grandpa, was your birthday in December? And it's really in, like, March or something. But find, like, five questions and ask the spirits yes and no. And, of course, you're saying, you give them a choice. Was it in December, yes or no? And then you ask them again. And if they cross on March, go to another one. And that way you can confirm, well, somebody on that side, it really seems like Grandpa. And I mean, I believe it. So...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, outside of your devices,
That was a little random.
Yeah, no, that makes sense because as much as we investigate and host events and stuff, you know, you never can, you know, predict what's going to happen. And it's
no.
As long as you have that mindset, you tell people. And I know Nicole, Nikki gets it all the time with her work. You know, you can't make them.
I love when the
rock, you want them
when
to
they
do.
Pull and the people feel it. They feel that pull and the look on
right.
their face.
I know exactly what you're
amazing.
Talking about.
Yeah,
and
it's like that sense. Pool, and they, oh my gosh, they almost drop them. You know, I'm like, don't drop my rods.
Well,
it's
we're
so
just
cool,
happy if other people are happy, and we love getting feedback, and we'll work on improvements if people think that's necessary or have suggestions. So, you know, I think Jeff really does this just because he knows how much he likes to use them. He just wants to share.
We love that he shares. We love that you guys are sharing this with all of us because I could never make that. So I appreciate that so much. So much.
Well, now, outside of the devices you build, what are some of the other, you know, staples that you're investigating? You mentioned always running recorder. You know, and we run a lot of recorders, and we get a lot of great EVP. So, and I know that's something that's also something that excites you, isn't it, to, you know, work with EVPs?
EVPs are right at the top of my list. As a matter of fact, I don't want to put on another plug here, but because of...
No, go for it. That's why we're having the show.
Because
your,
of trying
show.
To get the spirits to my digital recorder, I felt a long time ago I was having trouble getting them to shut their answers in the correct side of my digital recorder. Hey, spirits, there's a recorder on the table, and I want you to shut your answers into the little yellow light on the end there. Not in the big circle. That's my menu choice. But I felt there was a confusion going on. And so I invented my multicolored microphone and multicolored EMF microphones. And so basically it's a like a pen, it's like a shape of a pen, and inside of it is some LEDs, and you can click through 7 selectable colors, and looking top down on it, the microphone one has a wire mesh meant like just like a real microphone. And the EMF one has a large inductor on the top. So those are different, but I'm using... The reason why I invented both is I wanted to know...
Okay, I just have to say, it's going to get technical here. He loses me.
Oh, dummy.
Not for you guys, but for me.
I wanted to know EMF, or if the EVP, electronic voice phenomena, did it carry an EMF component to it?
Mm-hmm.
Meaning... If I listen to it with my standard microphone, which picks up air pressure, and I ask a question, and here's this dead time, if in the other channel I could have a strictly EMF running, if I hear a response in the voice recorder, will I pick that up in the EMF recorder? So I have a special splitter that allows me to plug both the EMF microphone and my standard microphone into right and left channels, and then when I ask questions, I can watch that. I can actually listen to the one channel with both ears, and if I really pick up something, I go down below, and then I make sure it shows up on the EMF channel. I have had situations where I have listened to EMF EVPs. I think a lot of it is from the software. So now if somebody asks me, what, Jeff, I need a new piece of equipment. What should I get? A lot of times I tell them to invest in a good piece of software for your EVPs because I have got so much out of my – I have a program from Isotope called RX7, and it is strictly for voice cleanup. And, boy, is that a powerful program. It allows me to go down several layers. And a lot of people use a program called Audacity. It's free. It does it, and you get by. But as you try drilling down and continually amplifying and filtering and trying to get to that what you think is an EVP, instead of getting cleaner, the program in Audacity, like, it introduced artifacts, like computer-generated garble that's going on, and it kind of clouds it up and it makes it worse. Well, this program from Isotope, the analogy is like you're snorkeling in 25 feet of water and you have a snorkel on and you look at the bottom. You can see through the water and it's a sandy bottom and you know something's down there, but it's so hard to hold your breath and get down there. And if you could get down there, you're not down there very long. Well, Isotope is like putting on a diving suit. Not only were you going to drop down to the bottom, but you're going to sift through the sand and you're going to be popping up things that nobody ever thought were down there. So that's why getting a better piece of software and learning how to operate it, all the different routines, what they do, what they're good for, what they're not good for. I got a lot out of my program, which brings me to another subject, which is called gray noise. You want to hear about that?
I do.
Yes.
All right. So the SB7 Spirit Box with its radio, I never understood why you needed it to be attached to the radio waves. There's such a chance that you're going to hear a radio channel come through. They may bleed three channels. You may hear something, and you, oh, listen, I heard something. And you go, well, wait for it again. And sure enough, we've had people that have played me something through their SB7 Spirit Box, and actually SB11. And I said, you give me more of that audio. Give me at least 5 minutes of it. And I was able to see that it cycled. And I thought, you know what, that's got to be a radio channel. But it got me thinking about the white noise aspect of it. So in the program that I have, even though you don't hear a response, I'm able to go into the white noise and filter that out. And I was getting some response. I'm hearing voices. I'm hearing sentences. But the sentences are cut up from the constant k-k-k-k. So imagine I'm recording you during this conversation, but I have my finger on the record button, and I'm pulsating it. I'm going, as you talk. It sounds like it's all staggered and cut up. So with my program, I was trying to blend those pulses into one another so it wouldn't be so choppy. But then it got me thinking about gray noise, white noise itself. And so in the end, my wife is sitting here stretching back going, okay, Jeff, all right. In the end, I came up with called gray noise. Now, the white noise that's out there, it is such a bell curve spike right down the middle of the voice spectrum. It's too loud and intense right down the middle. And when you try to filter that out, the entire bell curve comes down. I wanted something that was more gradual but across the entire spectrum. And so I found some, you could call it blue noise, but I took that, I copied it across the full spectrum, and now during an EVP session, I'll pull out my recorder and I'll turn it on and tell the spirits, hey, listen to this, it's going to make a noise. I just need you to shout your answers over it. And it literally sounds like the static you see on the TV. But I can take those EVPs back and put them in my software and filter all that out, and I'm getting conversations that are going on. And a lot of times, though, there are spirits that are speaking faster. There are times I've heard one say, speak faster. So there are sections in the EVP I need to slow it down 10 or 15% to actually hear what they're saying. But there are conversations going on that I'll tell my wife and say, listen to this going on. Am I eavesdropping on these spirits? And at times, I don't think they're listening to me. And I say, well, I think I'm just listening to them. But then I get one that says, quiet, Eastman's talking. And I go, oh, my gosh. Or he asks what location we are. And I thought, oh my gosh, they heard that one. So it's a super interesting thing that I'm trying to find more time. And what I'd like to do is make a cookbook of what I'm doing and put it up on YouTube and get it out there. I want everybody to try this, because I don't want to be the only person that hears these voices. I want everybody to know. So anyways, I'm all excited about that. And another thing I wanted to tell you about Well, one more thing about EMF microphone.
No, this is you guys' time.
What is neat about the EMF microphone, and this is true about anybody's device, if you have it plugged into the microphone jack of your recorder, it is truly a microphone. It picks up EMF. Typical one would be the AC in the building, the 60 hertz. You will hear that humming noise. If you put your cell phone up next to it, you will hear that chatter of the cell phone. But if you take that same microphone and you plug it into the ear jack, it now becomes an EMF broadcaster. So it will broadcast whatever's played on your recorder out in EMF. And kind of the neat thing to do is I have a set of a standard microphone and an EMF microphone on one recorder, and I have my EMF microphone that's actually plugged in as a speaker with pre-recorded questions. And I put them next to each other. So now you can't hear it, but one recorder is asking questions in EMF. The EMF speaker is picking that up, and then I'm listening for answers. So you could be talking in the background, and on the EMF line, it's strictly silence plus the EMF questions that are coming over the air. So, again, that's all kind of neat experimental stuff that people could try. All right, your turn.
All right. That's great. Nikki, do you see why I warned you? It's great stuff. His mind's going all the time.
I love it. It's so cool because these are the kind of things that, like, you know, granted, at 3 a.m., you know, we get a little giggly sometimes, you know, after being awake and driving into an investigation and being awake, and sometimes it's day two at 3 a.m., still no rest. But we come up with these wild ideas, you know, but we have no way to make them happen. And see, that's where the advantage is. You guys know how to make it happen. You know, we just talk about it. We're like, that would be cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you have any ideas you want to send this way, you know, I'll set Jeff on.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I ask you guys a question?
You can.
Yeah.
Are you interested in knowing how the obelisk works? Who mapped those words to the 2,000 word dictionary? Does that come across you? When you turn it on, do you ever wonder, how did anybody invent this?
Yes, and I often think of the question of how they pronounce some of the words.
Mm-hmm.
Pluto.
Because it sounds goofy. Yeah. But yes. Mm-hmm.
They put a lot of weight, you know, you see these devices used on TV, and, oh, it says demon, it says ground, it says run. I want to step back and say, how did this come to be? I mean, what technology did somebody use? Do they just have a really good spirit connection and say, okay, spirit, I want you to say the word foliage.
Foliage.
And I'm going to record you. I'm going to map that to that word or the word apple. Now, there have been a few times we've gotten some amazing answers, like the exact name of a girl that was involved in an investigation. How did that happen? But just, I mean, who invented it?
How do you feel about some of the equipment, and what's your favorite?
Rob, you go first.
Oh, for us. So
there, did Jeff sleep?
you're putting me on a spot here. You know,
because I have so many.
You allowed to say?
Yeah, you know, it's just weird. Like we completely shifted the whole show now to you asking us questions, and that like threw me off. But I like it. So I think we have so much equipment that we kind of try to, we don't really use everything, every investigation, but we keep it and try to get a feel for what's happening or what we think is happening, and then maybe use it, what activity we have found. You know, I don't know. We use REM pods. We use we do use some ghost boxes. We do straight EVP work. I don't know if I have a favorite, but mm-hmm. I guess it's like we try everything.
Well, we're always looking
back
for
and try it again.
To try too. So
right.
Now, what'd you call it? Are you talking about the boxes where voices come through,
like the ITC, the box? Katrina uses it quite
mm-hmm.
a bit on Portal.
Like the hacked Radio Shack ghost boxes and stuff. We do have success with those.
When you hear, like, when I hear that on TV, there's so much mumbling and talking going on. How do they pick out what's relevant?
Exactly. There are some times where people don't.
It's hit or miss.
mm-hmm.
You know, and I think what we preach, and I call it responsible ghost boxing. And mm-hmm. I know it's just something that I found funny and I use the term, is you never let that piece of equipment lead your questioning. You never stray from your questioning, because you can end up, and we've seen this before, we use this analogy all the time, or we use this scenario, is, you know, we were on an investigation and the ghost box was, you know, running, and someone said, "What's your name?" And they said, "Hot dog." And then the person's like, "Oh my God, they're hungry." And you know, so they then they went on this whole long, you know, like asking a question, and if it wasn't even relevant to the question, they just still took it and they built like a whole
material.
They made it
fit. They made it.
Yeah.
They made it.
So
fit.
when you have to make it fit,
mm-hmm.
that's when
it's
you lose
not
me,
right.
and it's just not right.
You need an intelligent response.
Right. It has to be timely. It has to be relevant. It has to be
mm-hmm.
intelligent.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Consider
I don't
want to
say
a piece of.
But they get hits on the obelisk, and they use those three words to build a whole show around it, and they
Right.
Go on.
Yep. But that's true. They're like, "Oh, it's a demon. It said so." I'm like, mm-hmm. You know, I'm sorry. There's a lot more demons on TV than there are in reality. At least
I
speak and come out and say, "I'm a demon," you know.
Well, I think I have to cut you off now, because I want you to plug one last time all of, you know, where people can buy your equipment. Just give a quick rundown. We have about 3 minutes left. So we want to, you know, send them to your website, send them to your Facebook page. So hurry up and give us the
your
YouTube version of your plug, your YouTube, whatever you want to plug. You got 3 minutes to do it now.
It's really simple. Visit my website, ncpdohio.com. Right on that first page, if you scroll down it, you'll see everything I have there that I've invented that I am selling. You should see all of it up on Amazon. A lot of it was at the ghosthunterstore.com with Dave Giuliano. He will be listing a couple of more items that I have for sale. And then I have a Facebook page, North Canton Paranormal Detectives. Anyhow. Thanks, everybody, for your support. This has been great.
And we love feedback. You know, Jeff works really hard. And if you check and it says sold out, just check back again.
Yep.
You know, he wasn't sure what kind of response he would have.
Don't worry. I can make more, like potato chips. Okay.
I'll crack the whip.
Good, yeah.
Well, I appreciate having, you know, you guys calling tonight. And I think we'll have to have you on again.
Yeah.
You know, maybe
definitely.
We'll have you on every
show. We can
so
investigate
often,
together.
Can, like, we can
I just feel like we can
close.
Learn so much from you, too.
I am going to be coming out with a trigger object. It'll make Boo Bear look like, I don't know, like he's on steroids.
Okay, one thing at a time.
All right.
I'm excited by that, too. Oh, I can't wait. New toy.
An invention.
All right, guys.
Thank you
for having us.
It's been a lot of fun.
And we'll be in touch, and we'll get a hold of you. We want to talk more about your devices in private, and maybe we can set up investigating together as well.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Bye.
Well, it was nice to catch up with them, and you know the passion that they have for. you know, our passion, the paranormal, is awesome. So, you know, even with them, you know, they felt bad for talking. You know, that's what I enjoy that because you can feel their passion compared to, hey, did you guys build a device? Yes, we did. You know, so,
yeah, we built a device. Use it on investigations. You know, I love the passion and excitement and the creativity. It speaks volumes as to, you know, not only the devices that they've made, but the ones that they probably have in the, you know, coming down the pike. And I'm excited by it because that's the same excitement I think that we have. And I know I love my new toys for when I go out and investigate, whether it be, you know, doing it for work or doing it for fun or doing a live stream or even just being at my house and setting up my equipment, because I'm one of those naughty, naughty new news that does that. But I love the opportunity to try new things. So I'm excited.
You know, with all of our video stuff we're putting out for, you know, I guess our second jobs, Live Paranormal, that it would be great to showcase. And, you know, obviously you can get a better view of a K2 going off by using the lantern, then obviously it'll help us as well.
Oh, definitely.
You know,
definitely.
Plus, if we have all of our devices spread out throughout the room, you know, it's hard to, you know, keep an eye on everything. So that would definitely help. And the rods are awesome. We use them. And, you know, so it's not just like, hey, we're having you on just to talk about your stuff. It's stuff that we actually are interested in to have used.
Yes, definitely. Love it, love it, love it.
So thanks, everyone, for joining us for Spotlight Radio as we spotlighted some amazing equipment and ideas.
Yes. Very exciting.
We'll see everybody. This weekend we have one night of free reading night. We're not giving you two. We're just giving you one because it's going to be a really good one. We have a medium, George Anderson, on. So.
Yes.
He was a pleasure.
I'm very
excited.
And,
you know, he's awesome. So we have him on Saturday night, and then. The one downside is I hope everyone doesn't get bummed out, but we're not going to be having free weekend night the following weekend because we'll be investigating, but we'll be probably shooting content to put up, so that's good.
Exactly. We're always out to try to give people something to entertain them and, you know, hopefully spike their interest and perhaps in even joining us on an investigation. Or going out on their own, but joining us is far more fun, I promise.
We will be announcing a bunch of events because people want events now. That's one thing I wanted to talk to you about. So we'll talk about that off air, and I will see everyone and talk to everyone. I won't see them, but you know what?
Right, because that would be weird.
So
we'll talk to them.
Yeah. So many people.
Everyone have a wonderful, wonderful night and rest of the week, and we'll see you on Saturday with George Anderson.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye.